Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. Maya Ellison, pediatric occupational therapist, early childhood specialist, and your guide for today's quick, practical deep dive into something simple that actually does a lot, kids' dough. Picture this, a three-year-old at the kitchen table, sunlight on the floor, two colors of dough, a little playmat, and quietly an entire day of learning happening under their hands. By the end of our time together, you'll understand why that moment is more than messy fun. You'll see how plant-based, non-toxic modeling dough paired with themed adventure mats and tools becomes a gentle, repeatable learning ecosystem for kids ages 2 to 8. Jordan, welcome. I'm so glad you're here.
Thanks, Maya. I'm Jordan Patel, former kindergarten teacher and Kids Dough's learning experience designer. I love how you painted that scene. It's exactly what we aimed for, something that feels like play but is actually purposeful. Today, I want to unpack how the dough, the mats, and the tools all quietly team up to build creativity, fine motor skills, language, and early STEM without a worksheet in sight.
Right. Let's start with the big idea. Play that feels like fun, but works like brain training. Jordan, tell parents why squishing and shaping is not just entertaining, it's how kids learn.
Absolutely. When kids manipulate dough, they're doing mini experiments. How do I make this stand up? What happens if I make it thin versus thick? They test balance, weight, texture. That's the beginning of physics. They make a character, give it a name, and suddenly they're narrating a story. That's language and social thinking. So a single 15-minute dough session can hit creativity, problem-solving, language, and early science, all wrapped in play.
And I want to reassure parents right now, you don't need to direct all of it. The magic is in the child's curiosity. Ask one or two open questions, offer a small challenge, and then step back. The dough will do the rest. Jordan, parents always ask me about writing readiness, so let's zoom in. How does kids' dough help little hands?
Great question. Fine motor development is literally made for dough. Rolling, pinching, pinching again, those motions build the hand and finger strength kids need to hold pencils, twist bottle caps, use scissors. Our rollers, cutters, and stamps are intentionally sized to invite repetition. Kids don't realize they're practicing, they're just making trees, snakes, or cookies. A simple home activity, roll three snakes. Long, medium, short, and line them up to talk about length, or form snakes into letters to practice letter shapes. It's targeted, but it feels like art.
Yes, that little example, rolling snakes into letters, is something parents can do right now. 2 minutes of setup, 10 minutes of calm focus. Also, the texture matters. Kids' dough is soft and easy to mold, so kids who struggle with firmer clay still succeed. That success builds confidence, which leads us to emotional and social growth. Jordan?
Exactly. Dough is calming. The squeezing motion gives sensory feedback that helps kids self-regulate. It can reduce tantrums or help a child shift from high-energy play to a quieter activity. Then there's pride. When a child says, "I made this," that moment is huge. In group settings, dough becomes cooperative too. Kids share tools, describe what they're building, trade colors, negotiate space on the mat. All those small social skills are being practiced in a safe, tactile way.
So it's emotional regulation, confidence, and language development. Kids describe textures, squishy, stretchy, bumpy, and that vocabulary expands their expressive language. I love when parents tell me they hear their child narrating a whole play scene with character voices. That language is practiced for storytelling and classroom conversation.
And there's the sneaky STEM. Parents think, math? Science? From dough? Oh, yes. Counting, patterns, comparing more, less, shapes, measuring, all those math basics. Science shows up when kids mix colors or test what shape balance is. You can set a small challenge. Can you make 3 different bridges and see which one holds a little car? They design, test, and iterate. That's engineering in a sandbox, or, well, on a mat.
I love that. Tiny engineers at the kitchen table. Now, Jordan, parents are understandably protective. What makes Kids Dough different from other modeling doughs? Safety, sensory, peace of mind? Tell us.
Kids Dough starts with safety. Plant-based, non-toxic ingredients. That means it's safer for curious mouths and little hands. We design the texture to be both engaging and forgiving. Not too sticky, not crumbly, so it's accessible for a wide age range and for kids with different motor abilities. The colors are bright, but not overwhelming. They're chosen to encourage mixing and exploration. And because everything is built as an ecosystem, dough plus mats plus tools, parents aren't left trying to invent activities. We provide the experience.
That's such an important point. The ecosystem. Jordan, walk us through how the pieces connect from a single tub of dough to a full themed adventure.
Sure. Think of it like layers of a learning cake. At the base, you have the Kids Dough modeling dough. Plant-based, soft, bright colors. Layer 2 is the adventure play mats. Each mat is a themed world. Dino dig, ocean world, construction zone, farm life, jungle world, music and dance. Each one acts as a story prompt. Layer 3 is tools and accessories. Rollers, cutters, molds, tiny figures, stamps. Those deepen fine motor practice and offer props for storytelling. Then, themed play kits bundle dough, a mat, and tools for an easy, ready-to-go experience. On top of that, we offer activity content, story prompts, skill-based challenges, so parents and teachers can rotate ideas and keep play fresh. The ecosystem encourages repeat play and progressive skills.
Can you paint a quick picture, like a mini-story we can hear? Maybe from the Dino Dig mat?
Yeah, picture Ava, age 4, on a dinosaur mat. She rolls brown dough into a long mound, shapes it into a volcano, and uses orange dough as lava. She presses tiny fossil stamps into a sandy patch, counts the fossils, and then builds a dino nest with 3 eggs, big, medium, small. She narrates, "The mama dino protects the little egg." Her caregiver asks, "Which egg is the biggest?" They compare sizes. 10 minutes later, Ava has practiced counting, size vocabulary, fine motor shaping, and storytelling, all without a worksheet. That's the power.
Perfect. Now, practical. How do parents or teachers actually get started without it feeling overwhelming? What does a simple setup look like?
Start small. At home, set up a Kids Dough corner, a mat on a small table or placemat, 2 or 3 colors, a roller, and a couple of cutters. Make it part of the routine. After snack, a 10 to 20 minute dough window. In classrooms, use a mat as a center. Rotate themes by week, pair the mat with a vocabulary list or story prompt, and let small groups rotate through. For therapy, choose mats that match goals. Farm life for naming animals and sequencing. Construction zone for problem solving and bilateral hand use. Most importantly, ask open questions and celebrate effort. You don't need to teach, you guide.
I want to add a tip that therapists and teachers use. Introduce one tiny challenge to extend play. Something like, can you make 3 trees that are each a little different? It nudges comparison language and measurement. Also, cleanup routines help. Put a small container of wet wipes and a tray nearby. Model how to put tools back. Kids pick that up quickly.
Yes, and mats help contain the mess and focus the play. They're reusable and easy to wipe down, which makes parents breathe easier. Themed mats also lengthen play. Kids follow missions like rescue the baby sea turtle on Ocean World, so they stay engaged longer and practice more skills.
Before we wrap, Jordan, any quick success stories you can share? Maybe a classroom moment that stuck with you.
Totally. There was a little boy in my class who avoided using scissors. His fine motor confidence was low. We set up a construction mat and some dough tools for weeks with repeated tiny challenges. Cut 3 windows for the truck. He started by just pressing cutters, then graduated to using scissors on pre-made strips, and finally used real safety scissors to trim details on his truck. By the end of the month, his teacher reported much better pencil grip and willingness to try cutting activities. The dough gave him a low-pressure way to build strength and confidence.
Stories like that are why I love this work. Okay, last things. Parents listening now, what's one small kit or mat you recommend they try first, and what's a simple prompt to begin?
If you're unsure, start with a themed starter kit. Maybe Farm Life or Construction Zone, because they're broad and easy to adapt. Prompt is, build 3 things that belong on this mat. Tell me what they are and why. It's open-ended, invites description, and you can add a counting or size twist if you want. Keep it 10-20 minutes.
And I'll say, look for the plant-based label, choose 2 or 3 colors to begin, and set an expectation. We play for 10 minutes, then we tidy up. That routine helps kids switch in and out of focused play. You're doing so much by doing so little.
Exactly. It's play with a purpose. Kids' Dough isn't just a toy. It's a safe, sensory-rich, story-driven ecosystem that grows with your child. Little hands, big skills.
All right, folks. To wrap up, Kids' Dough supports whole child development. Fine motor skills, sensory regulation, emotional confidence, language, and early math and science, all inside a plant-based, non-toxic, fun package that's paired with themed mats and tools to spark stories and repeated learning. Try one themed kit as your first adventure. Give it 10 minutes a day or a short center rotation in class and watch how quickly play becomes learning without anyone noticing.
Give it a try. Take pictures and, if you're a teacher or therapist, rotate themes to match the goals you're working on. Small, consistent play wins every time.
Thanks so much, Jordan. And thank you, listeners. If you want more downloadable prompts or specific activity ideas for each mat, we'll link resources in the episode notes. Until next time, remember, you don't need a long lesson plan. You just need a little dough, a mat, and the space to let a child's hands do the learning. Bye for now.
Bye, everyone. Happy playing!